Amen, amen. Ooh, yeah, I felt the air kick on, so if you're too cold, let Aaron know. Stop it. Today is October 13th, 2013. Oh, my feet are hurting. Today's message is titled, God Says Go. As I mentioned, many prayers have been said daily for God's will to be done in this church, in our homes, and in our lives. Guidance and direction sought, always. And here we find ourselves on a new path, on a new road, for many of us, not just for this church. Direction given, prayers answered. And through a chain of events, we find us in a season of change. A new journey that we will all take together. Because of this, I want you all to understand that, not that you are old, because many of us are not. None of us are, actually. Not necessarily many of us. None of us, I would consider none of us old. However, going to a new place, a new direction, with new people to come in and to minister to, I want you all to understand that you are elders of this church. And as such, there's a responsibility that is given to you for those that come in to help administer to any visitors. I know that you all have experience that I don't. Through conversations with you, I know that Daniel was one of the lead members of another church that was part of the welcoming committee and welcomed people at the door. And Denise was part of the volunteers that made the coffee and the beverages. We all bring new set of experiences of guidance and direction that we've not had. We don't know what's to come. We're in a season of change with this church, and God has said it's time to go. So, with all these things in mind, understand that people are going to look to you being the elders of this church. You will be able to explain our service. You may or may not know why we do the things we do. So let's talk about that a little bit first. We open with song. That is to cue everybody that it's time to start. Churches ring church bells. We bring an opening song. We then take our offering. There's a reason why we do the things in order that we do. Our offering is taken at the beginning of service for us to atone for our sins. In the Old Testament, before the people were able to go to the priests, to the clergy, they had to atone for their sins. We do the same. So that's why we take the offering first. Now, currently, we have those that take the offering, as Sister Beth takes the offering, and keeps tally on who gives what so that we can issue a letter at the end of the year for your taxes. Depending on how large the congregation is, we might not have the time to do that during the tithe song. It may be just collect and count later. So there may be a change there. But that's why we take the offering at the beginning. Then we take up our prayer requests and we give our praises to God. And then we listen to our worship music. The worship music is to help us be cleansed of all the stuff that, all the burdens that we have that we bring into the sanctuary during the week. Hannah, please stop. It's to help put us in touch with the Holy Spirit. Denise has said that she feels different after service, that she's touched by the music. Music is meant to wash you. like water. It cleanses you. And what it does is it opens up your spirit to be fed the word. And that's why our message is last. So that you have understanding in case when we move, someone comes up to you and asks you these things. Someone may ask you about our worship music. Well, in this ministry, we sing mostly Southern gospel, some pop, Christian pop. The reason for the Southern gospel is because of the different octaves, and it can cover a multitude of voices. Most of the music that we choose is uplifting. The style of music that we have, where we play lyrics on the project the lyrics on the wall and we sing with the music, is called karaoke style. We do not use hymnals. We will never use hymnals. We have never used hymnals. We won't sing a cappella unless it's Christmas songs. Unless it's special singing. Now, there is a segment within our service for special singing that we've not observed, and it's there. But as the congregation grows, we won't have time for that. To keep people in touch, to keep people interested. But whatever the needs are, this is the reason. And I will look to you all and ask that you would all help minister to the congregation. Or to the visitors, let me say. I minister to the congregation. We need to help with the visitors. If they have I don't plan on explaining these things. Welcoming, yes. But explaining, that may be you. And I would hope that you would welcome that opportunity to do so. But all these things are done for a purpose. And as I mentioned before, we started with praise and prayer. It can be a scary thing when God instructs you to move. Abraham was instructed to go, to move and to set out for a new land. The word tells us this in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. The word says, "Now the Lord said to Abram, go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you. And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great. And so you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you. And the one who curses you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed." God issued that to Abram. Pick up and move and go. The prayer within this ministry was always, "Lord, that we would stay here as long as it was your will, as long as the finances were there to meet the obligations." We ran into a snag in, I want to say 10. It may have been 9. In August, where we were short, and the Lord praying in my home, the Holy Spirit came upon me and instructed me to ask the landlord if we could use our deposit as our rent for that month. And we did. That allowed us to continue on to receive new visitors. Well, that prayer has always been there every day. "Lord, if it is your will, if there's..." And I always felt that if the finances were not available to cover the obligations, then it would be time to close the doors. But I, fortunately, thankfully, was not correct with that. The finances weren't there. It wasn't that God's will to close the doors. It's God's will to move the church. Correct. Closed the doors at this location and gave us an opportunity at another to where we can minister. When God says go, we have to go. We have to trust in the leaders of the church as they trusted, as Abraham's people trusted in him back then. I'm sure his wife said, "Are you crazy? This is all we know." But in many ways, we ourselves as humans can become so fearful that because of the unknown, we don't move. We don't want to go. Well, I have felt, as I said, praying, have really felt God's hand working in this situation. One of our greatest contributors to this ministry that has helped with the obligation has found herself unemployed. God's will? You bet. Because had not the decision been to move this church, we wouldn't have been able to afford the rent anyway, with what God knew was going to happen in her life. God's will? Not my will. God's hand. Everything else has fallen into place perfectly, as we always see with God's will, when we're obedient to God's will. We don't see how all these things are going to work out. By step, God instructs us to just trust in him. Don't worry, I'll show you the way. And that's what he said to Abram. I will bless you. And for those that come against you, that curse you, I will curse them. I'll take care of it. God tells us over and over again in his word, I will take care of it. All you got to do is trust in me and behave. How many times do we tell our children to behave? He tells us the same thing. Just behave. Trust in me. Rely on me. And we seek to do the same thing. The same thing happened with Moses. In Deuteronomy. Exodus. Of course, I forgot to turn to that. The Israeli slaves were led and by following Moses out of Egypt, and they were led into the promised land. The instruction was given to Moses in Exodus chapter 3. It starts at verse 10 and goes all the way to verse 22, which I'm not going to read all of that. But the word says, therefore come now and I will send you to Pharaoh. This is where Moses went to talk to the Lord the first time at the burning bush. After he was exiled and kicked out of Egypt, he traveled in the wilderness, came to Mount Sinai and stayed there, and then seen the burning bush on the mountain and went up there to see what was going on. It was the first time he met the Lord. And God said to him, therefore, come now, and I will send you to Pharaoh so that you may bring my people and sons of Israel out of Egypt. That was the instruction. And it goes in further because Moses questioned, who am I? As many of us do when God calls us to serve him. Who am I? I love what Moses said. Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the sons of Israel out of Egypt? Who am I? You ever heard the song by Casting Crowns? If you haven't, it's a very touching song. Why me? But he did, as God obeyed. And the Lord told him that when Pharaoh questions me, who sent me, who am I to say? Who sent me? I am who I am. Tell him that I am sent you. And he tells him and he reassures him and he gives him the strength. He blesses Moses to do his work, to lead the people to the promised land. Now, it did take them 40 years to reach the promised land, right? It didn't take them 40 years to get out of Egypt. It took them quite a while. I don't think the movies have portrayed that Exodus well, which, by the way, that's what Exodus means, if you didn't know. Because there was a lot of people, a lot, that were let out. But it took them 40 years, and Moses himself never did reach the promised land. He was cursed and wasn't allowed. All because of one thing. Because of their disobedience. Moses disobeyed God, and because of that, he was denied entry into the promised land. Because of his doubt. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the story, but of course, the slaves were all grumbling that Moses had led them to a desert to die. They had no water, they had no food. And Moses took his staff and struck the rock to pour forth water. But because his faith was not strong enough, it didn't start right away. And in his doubt, he struck the rock twice. Rather than relying on the Lord and his faith and waiting on God, Moses struck the rock again. And because of his lack of faith, he was denied entry into the promised land. All the others, the slaves, they continued to walk in the wilderness. All of them did, Moses as well, continued to walk in the wilderness because of their disobedience, because of their murmuring and complaining. God had many lessons to teach them, and they were not willing to listen. They wanted what they wanted, and they wanted it when they wanted it. Well, we all know that that's not how God works. It's his perfect timing. We all understand and we all know, bless you, the things that we receive, the blessings that we receive when we are obedient to him. It's not always easy. Our doubt and our fears keep us from God. Bless you. It's our determination to remain obedient that helps get us through all those things. To know that no matter what, it's going to be okay. To know that no matter what, God's in charge. And we can stand firm on his promises. The word tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1, "Now it shall be, if you diligently obey the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments, which I command you today, the Lord your God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth. All these blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you obey the Lord your God. Blessed shall ye be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the offspring of your body, and the produce of your ground, and the offspring of your beasts, and the increase of your herd, and the young of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out." If you diligently obey the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments, he will set you high above and you shall be blessed for your obedience. This is what God said to, who is this? Moses, telling the people that all these things shall happen. They are available to us through obedience. The unknown is always scary. But when we trust in the Lord and we seek his will and his ways and we allow his mighty hand to be at work, we know that he's in control. We remain humble and realize I can do nothing without him. That it's only by his hand that I'm able to do anything. That's when we can see his hand at work and we can allow these things to be done. Guidance and direction given. There are many stories in scripture where instruction was given to fight battles, to fight, to rage wars, where they would be able to go in and possess the land. Many of those stories during the wilderness walk, as they were called to take over land. Many of them after Moses passed and Joshua was put in charge, Joshua was one of the greater fighters for the Lord to continue to increase the land that was possessed or obtained for the Lord's people. And they were given instruction to move and set up new homes, to lead and guide others to God, to share the word. And ours is the same. Our instruction is the same. Our instruction is simple, is to seek and to save. We must remember the great commission that was given to the disciples by Christ in Matthew 28. Verse 18. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I command you, and I am with you always, even until the end of the age." This is the next step for us, to lead more lost souls to the Lord. The opportunity is present with our new location. There are those to minister to. We have all felt moved in our hearts to do that at our current location. But it just didn't come to fruition. It didn't seem to be able to be accomplished. And we did reach out. We've had people come but not stay. We've had people that left from the very beginning, have been invited to come back, and haven't made it. I truly believe, as do the leaders of this church on the board, that this is the next step with our ministry. This guidance and direction to be given. And we will seek to be obedient to the Lord always. Trusting in God to calm our fears when they come up. Trusting in God to lead and guide every step of the way, to provide. It's not always easy, but with God, it makes it possible. And I think that we are all ready and prepared for the next step, the next task, the next set of responsibilities. We have been here within this building for almost 7 years. In January, it'll be 7 years. This is what God has planned. And I'm grateful that we all have the ability to do these things, to continue to walk with Him and trust in Him, and to see His hand at work in our lives. It always reminds us how much God's in charge, that we may remain humble and serve Him, and to do so just as Moses did, just as Abram did, just as Joshua did, just as all those did. To do the work for the Lord and to spread the gospel, to touch other lives. Realize that you are all called to set an example. That's one thing before we finish. I had a conversation this morning, similar to what Aaron said during prayers. We have to make sure that we are reacting and acting as God instructs. Not in the ways of the world. I've heard it said by others, I use profanity because of who I'm speaking to is what they know. That's how they speak. So I speak to them in their language. No. You are called to set the example. Now, I've been around people that didn't use profanity in my presence, and then when they found out my position in the church, they used it more. The devil testing. We have to remain strong. And if your faith is strong, you will do what is right for God. You will always be obedient. You will set the example. People are going to look up to you and look to you. I have found that when I do what's right, people see that and they start doing what's right. Not all, not everybody, not every heart, not every time. But it is possible. And we have to do those things. We need to do those things for God. To always follow him and obey his ways, that we may be blessed, coming in and going out. Amen? Does anybody have anything to add? If all hearts and minds are clear, then that is the message for today. We can stand for dismissal.